good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true.
I did that when I was in London. I pulled up in a Huracan. I parked it right on Oxford Street. I got out and the traffic warden goes, I will give you a ticket. I said, bro, what the fuck are you waiting for? I don't know. I give a shit. £50 to move in a Huracan. Shit, like a fucking ticket. I'm not going to pay it anyway. Threw the ticket. That's another thing that some girls start laughing. The coolest thing, maybe one of the coolest things you can do in life. I had a bunch of shopping bags. I walk up to the Huracan. There's a parking ticket on it. I took it. Threw it on the floor. Put the things in the bag, just throw them off. And they were like, what the fuck? This man didn't just pick the ticket on the floor.
Come to book arrest and arrest.
Yeah, come arrest me.
I'm not so confident now, bro.
Name a champion ever in history. You start getting hit, started feeling the pressure, had a bad round, and then after a knockdown just went, you know what, nah, I don't want it. Name one great champion. Never happened.
And doing that was low.
Sparring some guy who's a max Muay Thai champion, one of the best in the Middle East, and we're going to see how I can do after 3 years of women, cigars, drinking, very little training, if at all. So I'm going to have to rely on my fuck knows. It's like Rocky, where he's saying you haven't got the speed, you haven't got the stamina, you're old now, you're just going to have to just fuck knows, get in there, see how it goes. Being a bit nice, you know. Nah, he's good. But then we got some bullshit challenge. We're gonna walk to the top of the tower, 80 floors up the stairs. I don't know, how did this happen? Someone was talking some shit about walking up the stairs. How did this happen? How did we agree on this?
I don't know.
We're walking 80 floors. 80 floors to the top. That's the goal. Look at them all doing double steps and running their shit.
Few moments later.
Sorry for missing fucking jungle in the main.
Exactly.
We're 41, we're halfway.
This is my.
much.
Almost halfway.
33 is much harder than my usual cardio. An hour of sex.
Much harder than 3 sips.
Not quite the battle at the end either.
Oh, yeah.
Totally not.
Hollowest victory of all. We're at the top. And the door's locked. How are you feeling? Jules fine.
Do it again.
Jules probably got a boner. Ready to fuck for 6 hours. Andrew's dead. I'm triple dead. And Ron Fold.
Supposedly, these are the fastest go-karts you can rent. So I'm about to bruck you up.
I can't, my arm falls out of place if I do this. I've got an injury on my shoulder.
He's about to lose.
I said I didn't want to come.
Guys, the GoPro's not working.
You can't fucking film with a fucking iPhone on a fucking go-kart track, Runful. You know what, Mike fucked up loads, and Mike is here. Runful, you're supposed to be the guy. You're supposed to be the man.
Try and turn it on. Where is it? It's not working.
Not working.
The GoPro doesn't work. Did you charge it?
Yeah.
I don't know, Runful.
You're lucky you're 7'4", bro.
You're lucky. I'm just going to have to beat you at go-karting without it being filmed and then take you back here with a GoPro that works next week.
That's the plan.
So maybe this was all a plan, a conspiracy by you to go go-karting twice. Maybe you're just a super go-kart fan, and I'll let that slide, Runful. But if next time we come here, we don't have a working GoPro, I'm going to be pissed.